You're listening to North Dakota's positive, encouraging K-Love. 91.7 KNDW, Williston.
The following program is a K-Love Public Affairs presentation. Views and opinions expressed on this program aren't necessarily that of the host, staff, or management. Content may not be suitable for young children. K-Love is committed to community. Closer Look continues with a look at local agencies, events, and issues. Here's Becky Hansen.
I'm in Williston with my guest, Valerie Goldaddy, Assistant Director for Dakota Family Solutions. Welcome, Valerie.
Thank you.
Dakota Family Solutions is a nonprofit. What's the purpose?
Well, our mission is to strengthen families in a booming community, which is Williston, of course, by sharing the love of Christ through various supportive services. We strongly desire to offer services that are both positive and preventative in nature.
And we're going to dig into that a little bit deeper. But first, how long have you been with Dakota Family Solutions and what's your story?
I've been with Dakota Family Solutions since the beginning. We started this nonprofit in 2012. And we had decided long ago that, God decided long ago that he wanted us to do something of this nature. We didn't know exactly what it looked like. And through the years, we tried to pound doors down to get things going, and nothing
never works, does it?
Never works. But when God aligned things correctly and he opened the doors, now we feel like we've been at a dead run, just chasing after him as fast as we can go. Mm. And it's been a really exciting thing to see.
Would you give us a brief history?
Well, we started putting together our bylaws right at the very beginning of 2012. And then my husband started seeing some clients under Dakota Family Solutions. He's a Christian counselor. In May of 2012, and all of that summer, I just wrestled with what my part was going to be, and we had the idea to start a program for teen moms. So I spent many, many hours researching and calling all different places, and then in August, we were able to begin our programming, and actually, maybe it was September of that year. So we've been doing work with that since then.
Valerie, where does your passion come from for these young women?
When I was 19, I was attending a Bible school out of state, and I thought I was really going hot after God, and I was for a little while, and then I got sidetracked, and I found myself in a situation where I became a teen mother. And it was a really difficult journey 35 years ago. And I had to hold on to God for all I was worth. One of the verses that gave me strength to carry on, because I was a believer and I was walking wrong, and God used this to get me back on track with him. But the verse in James that says, "Mercy triumphs over judgment," That was my lifeline, that God would rather shed his mercy on me than to judge me. That kept me going. And then through the years, I found different places where people would bring me comfort. So I learned that my joy comes in comforting others with the comfort I've been given. And Christ does do that. He uses the negative in your life, or things that are trials or difficulties, and he can turn them around and make them into beautiful things. And I believe he created in me the person he wanted me to be, and he gave me a passion and a mission to be his hands and feet to these young women and to the single moms. I lived the single mom life for 5 years, and it was not easy. But God sustained me and helped me. So that's why.
So with that personal experience that you have that was life-changing, obviously, and looking back, what other options are there for these women? If there's no Dakota Family Solutions, what do they have?
Well, when we were forming Dakota Family Solutions, we looked around. In a community not far away, there is a crisis pregnancy center, but we didn't know of any programming in this area. And so we decided that if we could do something that would be an ongoing connection with these teen moms, especially, and with the single moms, that we would really impact their lives in a dramatic way. And we've seen that happen. That's been exciting.
If you're just tuning in, I'm Becky Hansen, here with Valerie Golddaddy, Assistant Director for Dakota Family Solutions here in Williston. Valerie, I'd like to now just jump in here. You've shared with me about some of these programs that you have, and Ember Teen Moms, I'd like to start with. Do you have some feedback from one of the women there?
Yes, I have a teen mom who told us what Dakota Family Solutions has meant for her and the teen mom group. She says, the teen mom group has made it a lot easier because it gives me some people to talk to that I know will understand what I am going through. I'm glad it is here because there isn't another support system for young moms, and it is nice to be around other teens who have children because then we know we are not alone in this.
It's quite a testimonial.
Yeah, it's exciting to see that we are having an impact. Actually, Christ is having the impact.
How do you work with these women?
We have a couple of different ways we work with them. So first of all, I want to tell you what EMBER means.
Okay.
EMBER is an acronym that stands for Encouraging, Mentoring, Building, Empowering, and Reorienting Young Moms or Teen Moms. And so with that, I have two high school staff members who have joined my team, and a community, another community person who is with me. So there's four adults that are just on the committee here that we plan and implement this program. So what I have going right now, or what we have going, is a class that can be taken for credit through Williston High School, because the lady who's the teacher who's on staff with me oversees the program, and it's pretty exciting that they get to have that. And then we also have a weekly support group, and we meet at a local church, and we have area restaurants who offer to provide food for that night. So we meet for about an hour and 15 minutes, and we discuss things that are going on in their lives. So right now we're going through the book called My Life Unscripted, and the un is crossed out. So we're teaching them how to script their life.
Yeah.
And that's by Tricia Goyer.
You also have a program for single moms. And do you have any feedback from one of those moms?
Yes, I do. When asked what Dakota Family Solutions means to her, this mother said, Dakota Family Solutions has inspired me by providing a safe, non-judgmental, trusting environment where I am in the premature stages of finding Christ and trusting Him. It is kind of like being on an eye-opening, amazing journey that is just starting to impact how I look at life differently. Through God's grace, I am learning to soften up and trust in Him.
What a place to be.
Yeah.
How do you work with the single moms?
For single moms, we have two different, about 12 or 13 week sessions. One starts in the fall and one starts in the spring. And so we meet weekly at a home, and area community members bring in a meal. And then we have our book study, and it's always faith-based. We have done Crazy Love by Francis Chan. We've done a variety of things. One of the amazing ones was Lies Women Believe. And wow, the truth that comes out of studying the scriptures and exposing lies. It was really good. Right now we're studying What Happens When Women Say Yes to God by Lisa Turkhurst. And along with that, we make sure children are always accounted for, right? You can't have a program without children being accounted for. So in the past, we've had actually childcare on site, but this year and last year, we partnered with an area church that has a program in place on Wednesday nights. So we eat, then run children over to that site, then we come back, do the study, and finish in time for their moms to pick them up.
Wow. You know, my husband worked out of town, but and I know that's nothing near what a single mom goes through, but you know, you end up being 24/7 mom. Days start kind of running together after a while, and I know that feeling from that time in my life. I remember joining a choir at a church just so that I would have daycare and could interact with adults, you know. And so the thought of interacting with people that are in the same situation is incredible.
Yeah, that's really powerful. I just don't think that unless you feel like other people get it, you don't feel the kinds of support that you really desire. And that's one of the reasons I have launched into this so passionately, because I want to create for others what I wish I would have had. So having this ongoing support to me just makes total sense.
Thank you for spending part of this Sunday evening with Positive Encouraging K-Love in Williston. This is Closer Look. I'm Becky Hansen with my special guest, Valerie Goldaddy, Assistant Director of Dakota Family Solutions. You're going to find them online at dakotafamilysolutions.org, or you can reach them by phone at 701-570-4646. Valerie, now I'd like to talk about your boundaries classes. They're held at the Family Crisis Shelter?
Yes.
What do you do there?
Well, I offer a weekly group on boundaries by Townsend and Cloud, and it's amazing how that has impacted women. They come in at their probably lowest time, and some of them have really had very, very troubling situations, some not so much. But everyone, I mean, including every person on the planet, we should know what boundaries are and how to use them. And some of these women just simply have lost their way and they don't remember that they can use boundaries.
It's really freeing to set those boundaries, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is.
One of your collaborations is with the Williston ARC, and that's for the autism support group, right?
Right. We do a monthly meeting, and they've opened our doors and said, come on in, we will allow you to have one of our rooms for this monthly meeting, because they want to be supporting positive things in our community as well. The Autism Support Group is a parent-led group under the umbrella of Dakota Family Solutions, and we're so excited that it's here. Last year, it was the first year, and we invited area experts to come on in and share with these families different tips and things. But I think just the power of being together in the room with others who are in the same situation has been amazing for these parents. The other thing that we have this year that we didn't last is that if people contact the Williston ARC a week ahead of time, they can actually arrange for childcare with them so that they can be more freed up to come.
Valerie, we've talked a lot about the various programs that you have with Dakota Family Solutions. Now, along with all of that, kind of wrapping up the package, your husband is a licensed counselor.
Correct.
And he's offering marriage counseling?
Yes, he offers Christian marriage counseling using Prepare Enrich. And it's kind of exciting to see the impact that has had on some of the couples in our community. I have feedback on one of those.
Love to hear it.
Dakota Family Solutions is a safe and confidential venue that provided my husband and me an opportunity to get some much-needed support and encouragement to navigate a very troubling time in our marriage. We were taught skills that addressed our particular situations and were given biblical truths to grow our faith. Thank you, Dakota Family Solutions, for helping to make our good marriage even better.
Oh, that's quite a tribute there.
Yeah.
Is it a sliding scale, or is the counseling free, or how does that work?
There is a fee for the counseling because it is a professional service. However, we do have what we call a client assistance fund. So we can always work with families to help them have what they need for these kinds of services.
Do you collaborate with other service or church organizations?
Absolutely. One of the things that we do is we invite area churches to come alongside and provide an event. We try to do a monthly event, but we'd like to have them take a month and do an event for single moms and or teen moms, depending on if it fits both or not. So in the past, we've done things like planting, and they bring in all the pots and the dirt, and they show them how to do these special plants. And then other times, like one church has a yearly December event, and they love to do a Christmas emphasis and maybe do a craft and have a really nice meal. We've had barbecues with making stepping stones. We've had scrapbooking. There's a variety of things, but we love to say, here, you run with the idea. The only criteria is they have to have something for both the moms and for the children at the same time. So, of course, that they can come. There was a spa day that they loved.
I bet.
Yeah, we had like area hairdressers and massage therapists and people come in and actually do special little things for the moms, and they loved it.
What's something that you can tell us about Dakota Family Solutions that you especially want the public to know?
Well, we are so glad that we can collaborate with many individuals and organizations in our community. And if someone has an idea that they would like to bring to the table, we're always interested in hearing what it is, and maybe we can help make it happen if it fits our criteria. We feel like Dakota Family Solutions has been somewhat of a blank slate that God can write on. Mm-hmm. And if other people want to pick up the brush and write with us, we would like that to happen. So there are opportunities that if you look on our website for our single moms program, it's very spelled out very clearly. They can take them a meal. If you go to the single moms page, you can click on and say, go to takethemameal.com, and people can volunteer by bringing a meal. If there's a church group or organization that would like to partner with us for an event, we'd love to have people on board for that. So you can contact the number given, and we could work with you on that end. But we just want people to be praying for God's direction and leading, and that we can honor Him in all that we say and do in our community, that we can literally be the hands and feet and voice of Jesus in this area so that they feel impacted by Christ.
How is Dakota Family Solutions funded?
Well, some of the programming does bring in a little, like the marriage counseling and such, but all of the programs that are offered for single moms and teen moms are free, and we literally function by having donations come in. That's it. And so we've done 3 newsletters. If people would like to be on our newsletter base, we'd love to have that happen. We do 2 a year. So if you go to dakotafamilysolutions.org, you can email and say, please put me on your newsletter, and we would send that out. We've not done a professional fundraising effort. We've simply sent out 3 newsletters.
And it seems to be working.
Yes. And we don't beg for money there either. We just ask for God to provide. Just please pray that God would provide for us. And He has been faithful.
Roughly how many people have you worked with in a year?
Last year, if we look at 2014, we worked with about 85 women in the programs that I offer, or we offer. And through the counseling programming, there were about 113 various clients reached.
When you look to the future, what do you see?
Well, we're really excited about a program that we have been working on. We are hoping to offer what we call the Compass Empowerment Program, hopefully very, very soon. We know that it's a really difficult time when children leave elementary school and transition to middle school. And in Williston, it's going to even be a little more taxing because now our fifth and sixth graders are going to be moving up to a new facility when the high school's built because of the increase of numbers. So we would love to come alongside these families and offer a program for kids where they can come and learn about relationship skills and goal setting and basically deciding who they want to be now and encourage them to walk strong. We don't want to see them have difficulties in navigating that time, so we'd love to be a support to them.
What are the greatest challenges that you face?
We don't have enough time for all of the things that we'd like to do. We need to have more manpower to come alongside and do some of the things that we see out there. We're excited about what God is doing and can do in the future. We hope to bring in even some national speakers and maybe address issues like cyberbullying. But these are all things that we're looking forward to. We don't know exactly what it's going to look like.
Valerie, it has been such a pleasure talking with you today. Before we close, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Yes. I would like to say a heartfelt thank you to each person who has volunteered with us, the people who do childcare, or the ones who have provided meals, the restaurants who have provided meals. It's been amazing to see the team effort that this has taken, the volunteers who sit at the table. And then, of course, we couldn't do this if it weren't for people donating to Dakota Family Solutions. So anyone who has given financially to our organization, thank you, thank you. It makes it possible to get busy and do the work and not worry about bringing in the funds to do it.
I'd like to thank my guest, Valerie Golddaddy, Assistant Director for Dakota Family Solutions here in Williston. For more information on Dakota Family Solutions, you can also email us at closerlook@klove.com. That's closerlook@klove.com. For Closer Look, I'm Becky Hansen.
This has been K-Love Closer Look. Find us online at klove.com.